Dale from San Diego.
Hi, my name is Lonnie. I am an alcoholic. Hi, friends. And today I hail from Escondido, but only for today. I want to thank Joe for asking me to be here tonight. I want to thank my sponsor for your love and support. And I want to thank all of you for being here and being a part of my recovery. My clean date is 12/11/13. This is my second time through this program. I had 17 years, and I guess I wasn't done. But I know what I did wrong, and what I did wrong was I stopped following suggestion. I stopped following all those little cliches that you hear. Get a sponsor, work the steps, keep coming back, being of service. I stopped doing all of that and just hung on by the skin of my teeth. And God saw fit that I needed to come back. And when I came back, there was this group of beautiful people who had your arms open and willing for me to come back, and I felt no shame. I felt no guilt, and for that, I am grateful. I originally got clean back in 95, and they say you pick up right where you left off. Well, back in 95, I was being evicted, my boyfriend went to jail, nothing was fun. This time, back last October, two Octobers ago, I was being evicted, my husband was in prison, the boyfriend, who's now the husband, was going to prison, and in the reading it said something about still worse relapse, and they aren't kidding, still worse relapse was awaiting me, and where I thought that I could find love and acceptance in the bottom of a bottle, I was sorely mistaken. And again, I came here, and you welcomed me back. Back in the day, I was totally of service. I made service cakes. I answered phones at AA Central. I did all those things, and what a wonderful, awesome life I had. And it just kept getting better. It just kept getting better until I became complacent. And I decided I only needed to go to one meeting a week. And then it was one meeting a month. And then it was one meeting biannually, and it just, before I knew it, it was meeting what? where I was going with that. I'm honored and grateful to be able to stand in front of you and tell you of my mishaps, because I pray that I touch one life. And if I have touched one life, made that relapse worth it. It made everything worth it. When I did relapse, I lived in the same house for 14 years, me, my husband, and our daughters. When I relapsed and my husband went to prison, my kids went to the wind. They had nothing more to do with me. I'm thirsty. Is one of these? Thank you. My kids wanted nothing more to do with me, and that was a lot of thanks to you, right? I mean, I was all alone, and I had to find it in myself to pack 14 years worth of memories into a little 5x5 storage unit, and then I'm trying to determine, and I'm trying to get, you know, the alcohol out of my system and everything else. I'm trying to determine what is worth saving and what can fit in this little 5x5 storage unit. And I had nobody to help me. Nobody. And people that I thought were my friends were only my friends as long as I had the full bottle. Once that bottle was empty, they were also gone. I'm so wanting to hit a topic here. I'm so wanting to find my voice. Well, there's my voice. I'm sure that my voice is loud enough that they can hear me. I just so want to reach out and hug each and every person in this room and welcome the newcomers. Welcome to a new way of life. Welcome. You never have to go through this again. As long as you just keep coming back and take the suggestions, be of service, get a sponsor, work the steps, and then you don't have to relive my mistakes. You can make your own. I only mean that in jest and like speeding tickets and things like that, you know. Because yes, that's another gift that I have now being sober is that when I drive, I no longer have to watch my rearview mirror for the popo. I no longer have to be worried that I might be swerving because I know that. And if he red lights me, bring it on, buddy, bring it on. Because what? I've got nothing. And maybe I was going 5 miles an hour over the speed limit, whatever. You know, the judge will totally smile upon that as opposed to where I was 17 years ago or 20 years ago. What a gift this program is to anybody who wants to receive it. I am so grateful for this program, for these rooms. What am I forgetting? and the gifts just keep coming. And the gifts just keep getting bigger. And before I know it, I will have more cars. Before I know it, I will have a new house. Before I know it, my husband and I will be reunited. But see, that's another thing, is my kids went to the wind, my husband went to prison, and I went, what about me? What do I do? And I decided to take this time as me time. You know, because I've always been wife or mother or something to somebody else, and I've never taken the time to grow as an adult and find who I am inside. And I figured when I have done enough of the repairs on myself, when I have done enough growing inside, God will see fit to have my husband released. God will see fit to have my children contact me again. Because right now, they say, don't you miss your kids? Well, yeah, I miss my kids, but I'm also enjoying this time of learning who I really am. This is such a great time in my life, even though I'm all alone. That's okay. I am okay being alone today because I know that when that time comes, everything will come back into my life, and I need not be afraid. I'm not afraid. The person that I have found hiding inside of me she's pretty awesome. You know, 2 years ago, you would have asked me, and I would have been like, no. You know, I had such a low self-esteem, such a low self-worth. And today, I can say, I want a friend like me. And if I can say, I want a friend like me, then I know I'm doing pretty damn good, you know? I love seeing all of these faces looking up here, just asking for a little recovery, asking to share in the gifts that this wonderful program has to give freely. Freely costs nothing to belong, nothing. And you know, it's a whole lot better than those recovery places that want to take your insurance. Because here we find that we can do it together, and I really wanted to say more, but I really can't think. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Thank you.